Iris Holiday is Dominion's Director of Corporate Philanthropy and Community Partnerships. The majority of the funding will highlight African American history and heritage programs.
Projects with this focus are rich in completing the American story. They address the past, the present, and the future. In Colonial Williamsburg, historic interpretation by African Americans enlarges our view of colonial life and struggle. With the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, with the Encyclopedia of Virginia project, the new section, Seeing the African American Experience in Virginia, both free and enslaved.
The grants were announced during a two-day workshop at Montpelier, where some 300 enslaved people lived their lives. The workshop included descendants of those individuals and leaders of the African American community in Orange.
And what it was designed to do is solicit input from these folks about where we're at with our interpretation of the African American landscape and what they saw as the next steps of what we needed to do.
Dr. Matt Reeves is Director of Archaeology at Montpelier. He said this is the third such gathering of descendants since 2001. In 2006, a Dominion grant helped fund restoration of Montpelier's cellars.
What we wanted to do was restore those spaces because that's where basically the heart of the service complex was at Montpelier. All the food, all the clothing that was washed, any sort of materials that was going to the first and second floor went through those cellars. And so we wanted to restore those to represent how the Madisons and their enslaved household members interacted.
While our conversation has largely been about supporting African American heritage, our diversity philanthropy outreach embraces also the Asian and Latino communities with the Latin Ballet of Virginia, with China Fest, the Festival of India, and the Virginia Latino Higher Education Network.
John Ogle, WCVE News.